When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Okay, as you know, we've been here at KISW for 20 years, and this year we have been celebrating our 20th anniversary, hitting the road on the Men's Room World Tour, and we knew one thing was going to be true. At the end of the year, we were going to throw down and have a huge party.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we formally announce the Men's Room 20th anniversary party going down Saturday, September 6th, where Black Raven Brewery up in Woodinville.
Yeah.
Get ready to rock. We're going to celebrate 20 years. Of course, the Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can will be there and on draft. We'll have the 20th anniversary lager. Live music featuring KISW's new originals, the Stoned Evergreen Travelers.
Nice.
And the Outshine Trio, which is a tribute to Soundgarden.
I think maybe we have shared a stage with Outshined, but I don't believe that we've ever shared a stage with our traveling buddies.
We did at a Red Festival at the brewery years ago.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, because I was like, they're awesome.
Yeah, last time they played for us was at Mike's Chili Parlor in Ballard. We had a little party out there in the back, and those guys just absolutely rocked. So, by the way, with the purchase of your ticket, you're going to get a commemorative glass, a koozie, and a 16-ounce drink to kick things off right.
Nice.
So you can party with us. Tickets are available at KISW.com. They are cheap. Keep in mind, you're going to get the glass, the koozie, and the free
and
beer
drink,
with that.
Yeah.
You must be 21 years of age to consume alcohol, obviously.
But all ages.
It's going to be an all-ages show, and we're going to have a whole lot more as we get closer to the event that we can announce. But the date has been set, Saturday, September the 6th. Tickets are available now, KISW.com. It's going to be a five-hour party. So we're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, have bands all day long,
yeah,
drink
man.
Some beers, have a good time, man. And the whole thing's over at 6, so we're trying to give you a big enough window. Regardless of what you've got on that Saturday,
yeah.
Hopefully you can stop by and at least get a beer or two with us.
Yeah, 5 hours, man. You can pop in, pop out, or, of course, you can stay the whole 5 hours.
It's a great spot, too.
Yeah.
It's a really cool spot.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day. So
and
hopefully you can make it.
Neither Huskies or Cougs have an excuse. Your games don't start till 7:30 and 8 that night.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, come to the party.
You already looked?
I did.
I'll just have
pre-game, right? Oh, I mean, if I had to guess.
Well, right.
Yeah, this is a perfect pre-game.
Is the UW game, do you know? I know it's a little bit early. Is it here? In other words, could you stop by and then go to the game?
It's a home kickoff at 8 p.m.
Ooh.
You could easily start your tailgate,
okay.
Leave our party.
It's not a bad call.
Straight because into the greatest setting in college football.
Proximity-wise, as far as driving, that kind of works out.
Yeah.
You know,
based on where you are. So
drive all the way around the lake.
Men's Room 20th anniversary party, again, Saturday, September the 6th at the Black Raven Brewery. We start at 1. The party ends at 6 o'clock. We've got three bands, cold beer, and we're going to be there throwing down and celebrating 20 years here on The Rock, and we want you to join us. KISW.com for all the info and the tickets. All right, time for Low Your Guess. This is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Victor.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program. Your category is, Jason, we have the best states in the United States to retire in if you have $1 million.
Ooh.
We also have the worst states if you have $1 million. Back to the $1 million question again. So you can pick either one of those two. Also, we have the world's 10 deadliest animals. I'm going to give you one. You need to guess the other nine. So, Jason, where are you going?
So, you said animals was the second choice, right?
That is correct.
All right, so I'm going to tag team this. I got my buddy Rios here. We're headed back from Yakima together. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, sure. Which category do you want?
All right, so you want to do the deadliest animals or the best or worst states?
Best or worst
states. All right, we'll do the states.
You're going to do the states. Okay, do you want to do the best states to retire in as far as how far $1 million will go? Not that they're the best states in my mind to retire in.
Correct.
You will just, the money
your
will
money
go longer.
Your money will last longer, yeah.
Yes, with your $1 million. So do you want to go the states where $1 million will last the longest or the shortest?
Let's go the longest because I heard a program a few weeks back where you guys talked about the most comfortable states to retire in, and I kind of know some of the answers already.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, these are comfortable based on how far your $1 million will go. Not the ideal place to retire.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Like, for an example, Hawaii sounds great. That's the worst state as far as how long $1 million will last. It only lasts 7 years in Hawaii.
I believe that.
I can imagine.
Okay, so basically you want to go to states where...
Where's the last place you want to live? There's probably a good shot.
That's exactly correct. Okay, so what's your first guess?
I'm going to go West Virginia.
West Virginia is number one.
Wow. Hey, number one?
That is where $1 million will last. How long would $1 million last you in West Virginia?
If it's seven retirement? In Hawaii, I'm going to guess 30 years.
24.5 years.
Damn.
24 and a half years on $1 million.
Take me home.
All right, Jason, you're one for one.
Okay. Like I said, I heard the program a few weeks back. I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's number four.
Wow.
22.5 years for $1 million.
Okay, let's see. That was, how about Ohio?
Ohio, not on the list. Ohio falls into the middle of the pack.
I would have to think
Arkansas, Mississippi.
I would say maybe Florida. There's so many retirees down there.
What do you think? Drew, what do you think? I know you were part of this program last time. I remember
Arkansas.
Hearing you on it.
Look, man, if West Virginia's there, Arkansas's there.
Let's go Arkansas.
And that's number three. $1 million in Arkansas lasts you 22.6 years.
Damn.
Wow.
But you have to live there for 22.6 years.
That is correct.
It seems like the East Coast, or like Midwest, East Coast is kind of where it's at.
I would go swampier. So, again, like Mississippi, Louisiana. That's why I picked Arkansas.
Oh, for sure. Let's go Alabama.
Alabama's number five. 22.1 years. So, Jason, you guys, so far, you're right with number one, West Virginia, number three, Arkansas, number four, Oklahoma, and number five, Alabama. Those are all correct. You have no strikes against you.
How about Missouri?
Missouri, not on the list. Oh, wait, you do have two strikes because you picked Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
Sorry about that.
All right, gentlemen.
I would guess Louisiana, maybe. What up? Mississippi, if you didn't already say that.
Maybe South Carolina?
Maybe. You got one strike left, man.
I'm kind of leaning towards Indiana. What do you guys think?
I think it's an asshole, but I don't know if it would be in the top 10. But I mean, go however you want to go. But that's
I would
my
stick
thought.
To poor states, Jason. Just go where the poor people are at. That's where the $1 million is going to last the longest. What's that?
All right. I'm going to look at a map real quick. How about, let's go Tennessee.
Tennessee. Not on the list. Oh. All right. That's your third strike, Jason. Sorry.
All right. I'm with Thrill. I'll put Mississippi in there.
Mississippi is number two, 23.3 years off of $1 million.
Did we say Louisiana?
No one has yet.
Louisiana.
Number six, 22.1 years on $1 million.
You said there's one...
There are
like warm weather
there are three Midwestern, technically, states.
Iowa.
Iowa's number eight, Ted. Very good. 21.6.
Boy, you didn't hesitate on that one.
Nope.
Right. I mean,
there's one
something
that's,
interesting
there's
about
one
Iowa.
Close to the West Virginia area. It's a border
Kentucky.
State. Kentucky's number nine. 21.4 years. Both of the last ones are technically in the middle of the United States. They're not always defined as Midwestern states, but I believe that, in my mind, they are.
All right.
One's a flyover. One's got a little bit more to offer.
Nebraska.
Nebraska not on the list.
Damn.
Did we say Kansas?
Kansas number 17 to 21.6 years. Oh. Last one you're not going to get, so I'm going to give it to you. It's Michigan.
Really?
Michigan, $1 million will last 21 years. Keep in mind, the biggest city in Michigan
Detroit.
Is one of the most affordable big cities.
Without
in the United States of America. So if you
and
live
they
there.
Still get 10 cents a can.
Yes, you do.
Do they now, still do 10 cents a can?
Damn. Yeah.
You guys want to
would you tailgate at Michigan games? Hey, there's kids coming by all day. Just take. Can we take your empties?
Do you guys want to just real quick here, the states where $1 million won't last long at all?
Let me guess. New York.
New York is 45.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is 48.
Washington.
Washington State is the fourth worst state for
California.
Retirement.
California.
California is the second worst state.
Connecticut?
Connecticut, not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Maryland.
Maryland, not on the list.
Virginia?
Virginia, not on the list.
Huh.
Think of an island state.
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii's, okay. Hawaii's number one. We've got one other West Coast state.
Oregon?
Oregon's.
Really?
Oregon's expensively weird when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah. Oregon, 13 years for $1 million. Here in Washington, gets you 12 years. The remaining states on where $1 million won't last as long, because you guys have already gotten 6 out of the 10. New Jersey, 12.5 years.
Makes sense.
Colorado, believe it or not, 13.4. Utah's expensive as far as retirement.
I've heard Utah is very expensive.
13.6 years. And New Hampshire, for some reason, that is also in the top 10. $1 million lasts you 13.6 years.
New Hampshire's another one of those states that's just so small. Like, it's beautiful, but
well, everyone there is, not everyone, but generally speaking, everyone there is pretty well loaded.
Right, you're either a rich person or you've lived on that same lake
right
for three generations and nobody moves.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.